Okay. Can you hear me? Am I back?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, great. Sorry about
Welcome back.
that. My internet just dropped. I think we had like one of those like half a second power outages, which drives the router crazy. Okay, so let's get back to this. Yeah, right. Well, the Chazanish just wanted to emphasize the idea of Gemiras Das as opposed to the Rambam, who really wanted to emphasize the Ma'aseh Kinyan, right? So the key for the Rambam is like the Ma'aseh Kinyan, and for the Chazanish is the Gemiras Das. Okay, when we got more specific or more out of the box, the Yerushalmi we saw really just had a few different things. One is it gives us a history lesson, right? How do things work? Oh, it's once upon a time they did this, then they did this, then they did this. Two is they had this whole idea of Ktsatsa, where like the piersum, like the showing everyone is really what does it, right? What makes the Kinyan happen. So you sort of have like the Gemiras Das of Kinyan Sodar, then the public announcement Kinyan of Ktsatsa, and then you have Kesef Shtar Chazaka, the classic formal Ma'aseh Kinyan. Okay, so where do they come from? Again, the Yerushalmi seems to say they come from the Minhag of the Tzibur. The Rambam emphasized that they come from a mitzvah, right? There's a mitzvah that these are the Kinyanim, right? These are the rules. Okay, so then the question becomes like, what is the role of Kinyan Kesef? Okay, so one, we have a Mamakor of Kinyan Kesef by Karka, so that's by Kesef Yiknu, right? Kesef is Kone by Karka, right? When it comes to Metalton, there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Davar Torah Maos Konos, and Rish Lakish says, Mechira is Mefurash Ba Torah, right? Tamid Rish Lakish, Amar Kravachi, Timkru, Memkarlam Mitecha, O Kanam Yara Mitecha, Davar Hanikne Miyad Liyad. Okay. So there's a pasuk, right, that that basically says like, oh, mechira is like the handing it over from one person to the other. The two problems with that, right? One is Rish Lakish gives a pasuk, and he gives a very good svara also, right? Handing, what is a mecher? Handing things over from one owner to the other. What is the essence of transferring ownership? You literally transfer the object, right? Why is Rabbi Yochanan, without any makor, just saying, oh, Davar Torah Maos Konos? Where does he get that from? Number one. Number two, it's a little bit the opposite direction, right? It's very pashut that Kesef works by Karka. Why can't we just assume that it should be the same thing? Number two, that we also know that Meshicha works, or Kesef works for the opposite case of a Jew selling to a guy, okay? Whatever, there's a pasuk, right? Lamitecha, that lamitecha is one way, but to goyim, the kinyanim work in the opposite direction. Okay, so if it's ma'os for Jews, then it's meshicha for when you're selling it to a guy. So that already shows that both of these are really legitimate and valid ways to be koneh. And now the question becomes, well, if they're both legitimate and valid ways to be koneh, right, why is one going to be, more dominant than the other and determine the mecher? And the Kenyan. Okay. Right. And then just what bothers me a lot is why have Maos Konos if Meshicha is logically sound, it's textually explicit, and it's clearly effective for Goyim and Matana, right? You can't give a Matana with the Kenyan Kesef because you don't do a Kenyan Kesef on a Matana, right? You just give the gift. So if that's true, sorry, then why do you think that Mo stafka for a mecher as opposed to Meshicha, which clearly works on Matana and by Guy, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish has a pasuk and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't. Okay, so what's up with like Maos Konos when Meshicha is just so much more compelling, right? It's also so much more compelling that Midrabanan we dafka use Meshicha because that's when you actually have the object, right? So we want Midrabanan to dafka have that be the king. So where does Rabbi Yochanan get it from? So the Meiri said, just to emphasize that, it's not that one, is good and the other's not. Both are really koneh. The question is, when both of them are going to happen, which one's koveh, right? It also almost sounds like the Meshicha, the Ma'os wouldn't be koneh, would be koneh alone maybe because they come first? Where like either one should work, it's a little bit hard to know because it doesn't seem that way in the Gemara. So Tosel says, Stamecher is nasa bekesef. That's what's normal. Now, what's interesting about that is it's also normal to hand over the object at the end, right? And you sell something, you give over the object. So why is it any more, say, oh, like normally a mecher is done with kesef? The Torah just says that when you sell something for money, right, meaning it's a sale. If there's no money involved, then it's not a sale, it's a gift. But who says that the kesef is what creates the kinyan? Right, so one way to want to take that is that Tosel thinks that because that's, you know, that's how we identify a mecher, mimela, that's going to create the kinyan. Okay, so the kinyan is not so much a formal like act of acquisition as much as something that, let's say, typifies the mecher. Okay, it's the, you know, it's what makes it into a mecher is that you're handing over kesef. You mean kone b'kesef or mocher for kesef, right? Achol b'kesef tashbi reini, right? You know, get sados b'kesef yiknu. So if you're paying kesef for it, that's what like defines it as a mecher. Then right, our question becomes like by ishus, right, by kiddushin, why dafka kiddushay kesef? Right? If it's about the fact that, oh, like this is what typifies a sale, so then it's not really relevant. Okay? Now, based on the Yerushalmi, what we wanted to suggest was that, you know, it's like a little bit like tzatza, that the role of the tzibur of what's, you know, what common practice is, or almost the announcement to the tzibur is in large part perhaps what really creates the ishus, okay? Just like, you know, ksatza creates like the kinyan, even though, you know, there's no maisa kinyan, right? The maisa kinyan is the pronouncement to the tzibur. So the same thing could be true by ishus, right? The mikudeshes miuedes rakli is dafka built around the concept of the role of the tzibur in ishus, right? Part of making a marriage is by creating, you know, an exclusive bubble, you know, within but separate from the rest of the tzibur and the rest of society. Yeah, Tila.
Yeah, just quick question about the Tosfot. Mm-hmm. So there's the bottom where he talks about it being like the most common kinyan, but then there's also, like, as in like it's just what people do, which seems to be more minhag based, but then there's also that bolded line you have from the Ri that says it's like stam kinyan dekra. So is that not about it being like a kinyan d'oraita?
So what's interesting is that he never, you know, it's a little bit, it's not a very good, you know, proof. Because what's he bringing a proof from? He's saying, oh, the Torah keeps mentioning that you're gonna buy things with money, right? But our question is, how do you know that the money affects the kinyan, right? When you buy something, you give money and then you take the object. So who says that the giving of the money is what affects the kinyan. Maybe the taking of the object is what takes it creates the kinyan. Right? Tam demos konos aver Torah. The stam kinyan dikra b'kesef mayri. So why? The standard kinyan that happens in the Torah isn't really being done with kesef. It's that there's kesef involved, right? Echol b'kesef tashbi reini. Sados b'kesef yiknu. You know, it's like that's the normal kinyan. And the Torah says, oh, you can't cheat people monetarily. Right? So clearly there's money involved. It's not a good raya to anything. What do you mean? It doesn't prove that the kinyan is being done by kesef. Right, Tosos is basically saying, oh, the fact that there's kesef involved in all these cases, and the Torah keeps referencing that there's kesef involved, shows that what makes it a mecher is like the kesef. Right? It's not so much the Torah says, oh, you're being kone b'kesef. I mean, the Rambam says, oh, there's like a mitzvah, that you're kone b'kesef. The Tosos is saying, like, oh, you see that in general, that like the Torah sees the kesef as the stam, as a standard, you know, element in kinyanim, because there's always kesef involved when it references it. But it's more like the presence of the kesef is what kind of, you know, puts us in the mindset of, oh, okay, you know, there's kesef involved.
But is that a possible answer to the question about kiddushin? That, like, of course you do kiddushin with kesef because, like, stam kinyan is with kesef.
Yeah, but why? Who says that, you know, not stam, who says stam kiddushin was b'kesef? It's not, probably, right? So why do you assume that, like, oh, kiddushin is enough of a kinyan And we should say, oh, well, Stam Kinyan is, you know, Bekesef, and this is a Kinyan. Because especially according to
the Sunni Tosfos. I guess I was thinking more like in terms of the Psukim, that when they use the word EK, they have Kesef. So when the Kichas Lashon Kinyan.
It could be.
As I was saying that louder, it was a few steps too removed. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So just because Tosfos says, right, that it's not that we learn out. It's not that Kiddushe Kesef is Kinyan Kesef. Right? Kiddushe Kesef is Kinyan Ishos. We learn out that you can effect a Kinyan Ishos with Kesef from the fact that it uses the Lashon Kicha, and Kicha usually references Kesef. Right? Here, this Tosos is talking about, how do we know that you could do that Kinyan, you know, that you can be Kone Metatlin with Kesef, according to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, oh, because in general, when you're Kone things, there's Kesef involved. That's already a very different question. Why? Okay, right. The problem with that Tosfos is that the logic is, well, because there's Kesef involved, it must be that the Kinyan is effected through the Kesef. That's not such a good logical jump, because the transfer of the object is also involved, right? You hand the object over. So it's not a particularly good proof that the Kinyan was Bemos, right? So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying, according to Tosfos? It's because this is the standard element of, you know, of a Mekach, because it's like a clear, you know, it's a part of the Mekach. It's, let's say, that's what, you know, anchors and shows us that there's a Mekach going on. Now, in terms of that, okay, the idea that like the standard actions are what's going to create Kinyan is fine. That makes sense. The question, you know, or the fact that it makes it into like an economic activity or an economic transfer, but then how is that at all relevant to Kiddushin? So again, we could say, you're right, but Kiddushin is really not kashor to Kesef at all. But then why would Kesef be a good way to do Kiddushin? Even if it's a totally creating Kinyan Ishos and not Kinyan, you know, Kinyan Mammon, or like the Rajba would say, but no, it's Kinyan Ishos. But still, why is Kesef going to be effective? Why would you do that? Why would you have Kiddushe Kesef? Right? If the only reason why Kesef is Konen by Metaltlin is because it's like the standard, you know, transfer of an economic activity. So, right, we thought, so I was just going to say that, you know, you could really explain it possibly according to the Yushalmi, right? If the Ikar is the, you know, the fact that it's a form of piersum klape chutz, right? Almost like tzatza. So then paying with money, which giving the transfer of money as like something that, you know, shows that something's going on here to the tzibur could potentially work very nicely with Tosus's in general position that the key of Kiddushin is Mikudeshas miyuchedes rakli, and that it creates an iser akuleyama. If the Kiddushin is really in some ways oriented outwards of showing everybody else that you're usher to akuleyama, then the, you know, then the use of kesef, even as, you know, kinyan kesef, is potentially more more understandable. Okay, but we're gonna go into or alternatives that just sort of work broader. In a minute. Okay. The Rif brings a Kal v'chomer from Evid Ivri. So, oh, if it works, Gufo Kona B'Kesef, Mamono Lo Kol Shekein. Right? We ask that it's a little bit strange because Evid Ivri is not really, really Kone. Right? You don't really own the Evid Ivri. You own, you know, you can make him work. You own like some sort of Kenyan Peiros, but you don't really own him. So it's not necessarily such a good proof for Kenyan Metaltolin, which you own as a Hefta. What it does do a good job of is showing that what? That the Evid Ivri is now Meshubah to his Adon. And it's about the Shibud. If it's about creating obligations, then it actually makes a lot more sense, right? To apply to Kiddushin. And Rashi says, right, we learn out Kinyan Mos by Metaltlin from Pidyon Hekdesh. And once we're talking about Hekdesh, it's a lot easier to say, oh, you know, the Shinu Mechol Kodesh, the Shinu Yashim, the changing something's formal status and its shaychus to one world or the other from Hekdesh to Chulin, right, can definitely be applicable to Kiddushin, right, especially if you think like, oh, Ikar Kiddushin is Midin Hekdesh, right? And Rashi said, oh, even the language of Kinyan is purely linguistic. There's no Tzad Kinyan in Kiddushin. It's purely a linguistic point. So it actually works very nicely that, you know, that Kesef is real, and even in Kinyanim is being learnt out from Pidyon Hekdesh. Okay. Fine. Ufi Kinyan Kesef. So how does Kinyan Kesef work? What are we doing? Okay. So the Sma, there's a famous machlokas between the Sma and the Taz, and it really, really cuts to the heart of our issue. And the Sma says, what is a kinyan kasef by karka? Pach nishav pruta ein chashivas liknos bo. Va'eri dafka b'shenotin lo hashava pruta al dmei hapi ra'on. V'hashar zakef alav b'milve. Okay? It's a down payment. You're paying for, let's say, the field. So the field costs $1 million, and you're giving him $1,000 now. Those $1,000 are not a kinyan kasef. That pruta is not a kinyan. Let's say it costs $1,000, and you're giving the first dollar, even $1, as a kinyan kasef. So according to the Sma, you now only owe him how much, right? 999,000. Because you're paying for the beginning of the field. Al derech nisbar b'simin zesef yud. Killing a skim. And he says, how do I know that? Right, because kinyan is nilman mistei Ephron. The kesef han nizgar b'stei Ephron hayadmei shivoy hasade. Okay, so what are you doing by kinyan kesef? You're paying for the object, right? You might not be paying the whole value, you might be paying some of it, but essentially what you're doing is you're paying for the value of the object, right? It's, you know, it's a compensation for the object. The object is worth X amount, and you're paying for it now. So the fact that you're now giving the money, right, is what affects the transfer. Okay, the Taz asks the question. He says, "Masha kasav asma, dechol shelo natan b'torat shivoy mekach ino kone lo hivanti dar." He says, "I don't get it. I don't know what the Sma is thinking." The kasav rama, right? V'amar ervoni yikin kana kol v'od. Okay, that's like one. It's like 7 point. Hagam gabi kinyan diisha bekesef nilmad mi Ephron kimodi isa resh kiddushin. He says, wait a second, we learn how kiddushin isha from kesef. Vize pashot di bi isha konos aderech nisina l'chud v'lo b'toras shivoi mashi shave. He says, you're not buying her in the sense that you're like, oh, you're giving her value, right? So therefore you're koneh her, right? It's clearly, it's symbolic, right? It's derech nisina. The point is that you're giving her kesef. And the giving of the kesef is a symbolic act. But if it's a symbolic act there, and that's being learned out from kicham yistei Ephron, right? So then it basically flips the whole way we look at kinyanim. It's not that, oh, kinyan, you're paying things, says the Taz. It's a symbolic act of kinyan. But if it's a symbolic act of kinyan, then, right? Then what's the Sma talking about? The Sma says it's piron. Then how could it be? How could it work for Kiddushin? Right? It's very good.
Wait, what's the direct translation of Piron?
Repayment or more like payment, I guess. Piron is when you're paying off like a debt. So you get the object. Now you owe the other guy money, right? Or you're going to get the object, so you're going to owe him money. So now you begin to pay off that debt. So the extra $999 that it costs are now a debt, and you started paying off the debt. Or you started paying off its value. Okay, so the Taz proves from Kiddushin that Kesef is really a formal, a Maisa of formal Kinyan. It's a formal act of acquisition. Now, why does that work by Kiddushin? It makes a lot of sense, right? If it's formal act of acquisition, it's a way of showing that there's something going on here, right? There's some sort of transfer happened, some sort of status change happened, some sort of, you know, some sort of change in one's status and identity is going on. So you can say, okay, right, it's a formalized kinyan, it's a way of showing that something's changed. Bam, that's perfectly applicable to kiddushin, and it's also applicable to kinyan, right? The Sma, right, says no, right? It's tchilas piron shovi hachefta. So you're paying off the value of the object. Okay, so the grid of Soloveitchik wanted to make the following chakira. He wanted to say that according to the Sma, right? It's a great question, right? The Sma's in trouble. So he says the Sma, or he really was trying to say he's saying oh, lulei demistafina about the Sma and the Taz. I would make the following suggestion, says the grid. I would have said that the metaltalin is midin pi ra'on, that, like, you know, you have a cup and you're on a buy it. So what you're doing is you're paying off the value of the object. As opposed to karka, what you're doing is it's a formal act of acquisition. Okay? Why? Basically, what you're doing by Karka, by Metalklin, is you're giving him money in return for his object. It's like almost like a barter. While by Karka, it's about showing that you now own it. And what's the problem? The problem is that the Sma that Nataz, the Sma is talking about Karka, and he says that it's about Pira. Right? So the grid doesn't work with the Sma and Nataz. But he's giving his own take on the whole thing. Because Metalklin, he says it's about the object is really, about its value. While Karka, it's hard to really put a price tag on real estate. And therefore, it's not really about the value. It's about, the formal act of acquisition. Okay. The Rambam, however, seems to come out very strongly on the most Piron side of things. Why do I say that? Because the Rambam says, one is that if most Piron don't work if there's a shtar being written, which I think the best way to explain is that shtar is a formal maisa kinyan, right? But kesef is not a formal maisa kinyan; it's Piron, right? So if you're going to do a formal maisa kinyan of a shtar, so then you're not koneh when you do the Piron. Why do I also want to say that? Because the Rambam says, Misha yalo chove tzachaveiro. Let's say someone owes you money, right? So he says, oh, v'amar lo, mechor li chave shal yayin, v'chov sheish li tzachaveiro tzah mocher, harizei k'mishin nasin hadamim ata, it's as if you gave the money. V'chol l'chozer mokal mishapar, l'figach in mocher, mach lo karka b'chovo, ein echer mem yochol lachsebo, afo vishen mos hamil v'mitzuyos b'shas ha-mecher. If you owe me money, and I say, oh, I'll sell you, I'll sell you this for the money that you owe me. Yeah, and that makes up the still iron salary. But right, someone owes someone else money, they can use that debt that they are owed to pay as payment for something that the other person is selling them. Okay, not simply that the debts will cancel out, but they can. The waiving of the debt acts as Kinyan Kasef. What does that prove? There's no formal Maisa Kinyan, right? There is Maos Piron, right? So the Rambam seems to think that Maos Piron, that Kasef is about Maos Piron, okay? And he says that both by Karka and Metalotalin, right? So first of all, I think that's nice, because then, right, why does the Rambam really detach Kidushe Kasef from Kinyan Kasef? If Kinyan Kesef is Mos Piron, right, then it's clearly not what's going on by Kiddushe Kesef, right? Which is why the Rambam says Kiddushe Kesef is about Hana Dimatya Liyada, right? It's not about Kinyan Kesef. It's not about Piron. It's about Kesef Shahana. It's about giving her Hana, right? Now, the Tosus Rihazakin, which is also just fascinating, he suggests that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Mos Konos are because of Piron, and therefore it works also by Metalotalin. But Reish Lakish thinks that it's a form of Maisa Kinyan, and therefore it Dafka works by Karka, which needs a form of Maisa Kinyan, but Metalotalin is going to function because of the actual transfer of the object. But if you have to choose between transfer of the value and transfer of the object, right, and says the Tosis Riazakein, you would go with the transfer of the object. If you're talking about a formal Maisa Kinyan, you'd understand why Rabbi Yochanan says that Mo is Konos, right? Well, so just to pack it out. So according to Reish Lakish, Mo's are about a formal Maisa Kinyan. So those are going to work Dafka by Karka. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's Piron, and therefore it's Dafka. It's going to work also by Metalotalin, because Metalotalin also have value. Right now, here's the problem, though. Here's what bothers me a lot. Right, if Kinyan Kesef is Kinyan Kesef, whatever it is, why are we so open to the idea that it could sometimes be Piraon and sometimes be a form of Maisa Kinyan? Right, the Sma says, Kesef is a Kinyan of Maos Piraon. You're paying off the value. If that's true, shouldn't Meshicha be superior? Right? Why should the giving over the value be better than giving over the actual object? Right? That's number one. Number two, why can it be both? You know, why when we think that what mos is a symbolic kinyan can also be piron? Right? The grid is very convinced that, oh, metaltalin really are piron and kesa and karka is really symbolic. The sma, you know, the taz thinks it's all symbolic, but the sma thinks that, you know, karka and metaltalin are piron, but kiddushin is, you know, it's kiddushin, it's symbolic. Right? The Rambam, right, comes out very, very strongly that it's always piron, but when it comes to kiddushin, it's not about piron at all, right? It's, you know, hana d'matal yada. Right? But why are all these things going to work with kesef? Right? Meaning, on the one hand, what have we done? We've solved part of our problem. Because our problem was, how can it be if mos are formalized akinyan, so we understand how it works by kiddushin. If kesef is piron of the value, right, it's not shaykh to kiddushin. You're not giving her value. It's also be kind of funny. You're giving her value, so then she's it doesn't make sense, right? It would be very silly. So it can't be piron. In which case, the sma clearly is going to be modet to the taz that kiddushin is symbolic in some way, right? You have to pin down exactly what the symbol, what it is, but it's clearly not piron of the shovi. So why, you know, why can kesef do both? Like, why is kesef, why are we all acknowledging that, oh, kesef can do these two different things and that it would be better than Mashiach? So it's better than Mashiach and it's, you know, and it has multiple hats. It just doesn't seem to make so much sense. Okay, so I want to suggest, it's a question that's always you know, kind of bothered me a lot. And I want to say that that really the key is people versus things. And what do I mean by that? When we do Mashiach, Mashiach is absolutely, right, you know, a knock out of the park, great way to express something about an object. If I want to transfer, you know, transfer ownership of an object, it's very obvious that it's as matana. Of course, you can, you know, the Mashiach is going to be kone, right? Because what are you doing as a person? I'm just not going to open the thing yet. What are you doing? Right? You're giving over the object. Okay, now I can see that the object is transferred ownership, right? But Mashiach relates dafka to the cheftza. It relates to the object that you're doing something to. Okay, all right. Why should formal ma'aseh kinyan, right, be better than that, or why should piron be better than that? And the answer is, I think this is my chiddush, but I think this is true, is that there are times when we want to relate to the object, right? But there's a far superior way to evaluate, to try, you know, to do, let's say, a kinyan, or to do a kinyan between two parties, which is to have some sort of interaction between the two people, right? If I want an interaction between me expressing something about an object, let's say it's Hefker. There's no mos by Hefker. So of course I do Hagbah, I pick it up, I do mine, right? And I've expressed something about the object. When I'm doing a Mecher, what I'm really trying to do is express something about an interaction between the two people, right? One is a makne, one is a kone. They are transferring ownership between them. It's not, I can't simply say, oh, this is my object now, right? If it's your object, then it's not my object. What we're really saying is when I do a mecher, when you do a sale, it's not that this is now my object. We're saying that you're transferring ownership to me, right? When you sell something, you're not making a hefker and then I pick it up and then I own it. What you're doing is you're giving your ownership to me. In which case, what I really need, what's far superior, right, to Davar Hanasa and Miyad Liyad, is the idea of an interaction between the two of us that expresses that, right, that it will affect that. So if you give Maos, what are you doing? So on the one hand, right, you could say, oh, that's right, it's symbolic, right, there's a symbolic transfer of the fact that I'm giving you Maos for this object, right, that shows that there's an interaction between the two of us. We're using money. Money gives it chashivos, it gives it significance. Says the Taz, all kinyani kasef are just a formal symbolic action, right, of, you know, of the significance of the interaction, right? I am transferring something to you. What were we transferring? It could be ownership, right? Potentially, it could be, you know, I don't know, your identity as a member of a bias of, it could affect kiddushin, right? But what it does is it shows an interaction between two people. And therefore, right, let's say kidding with a guy, at the end of the day, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the hefta, right? Now you have to pay him because otherwise you'd be stealing, but we don't see it as a significant interaction between the two people. Where do we learn that out, that rule, by the way, that dafka kinyan for guy are different than kinyan by Jews? From Ona, okay, and Ribbis. From the Dinam of Ona, which dafka tell you that when you, even in the marketplace, when you're buying from somebody, you have a whole list of responsibilities from the buyer to the seller, okay? So it's not simply that, oh, there's this object and you're getting him to take, to give it to you without it being theft, right? What you're doing is you're doing a sale, a sales interaction between two people. You have responsibilities towards the buyer, right? And the buyer has responsibilities towards the seller, okay? And when it comes to ma'os, that's mityaches, to the interaction between the two people, so it's saying, oh, I'm doing it for my skinning. Or even if it's about shovi, right? Even if it's about piraon, right? Then even the yachas piraon from one person to the other is still going to be more significant than the meshicha, because it says what? I am getting this object from you and I am paying the money that I now owe to you, right? But that is exactly the type of interaction between people, right, that will trump your one directional interaction with the chafta of Mashiach. And then when it comes to kiddushin, right, according to the Rambam, that kiddushin is hanah d'mafal yada, right, not piraon, right, and not even, you know, the kinyan simli. Why is it, right, why is it going to be affected by kiddushin? According to Tosos, why is there kiddushin kasef? Right? According to the Sma, why is there kiddushin kasef? And the answer is, because kesef, the giving of kesef, right, is a way to highlight or to effect that sort of interaction, that formal interaction between two parties. Now, the Rambam's emphasis is that, okay, right, what are you doing between these two people? He is giving her hana, okay? And therefore, the Rambam defines it very differently than kinyan kesef. Because kinyan kesef, the interaction is giving you value. And more importantly, it's giving you the value of your object. When it comes to kiddushin, says the Rambam, it's about giving her hana, which creates kirav hadas. But all that, right, is really built around the interaction between two people, and that's what kinyan kasef and kinyan maos is all about. Okay, so why is it that so pasha to Rabbi Yochanan maos konos? Even if we're dealing with piraon, shouldn't giving the chefza be better than giving the abstract value? And the answer is no, because the chefza is an interaction between you and the chafta. The giving of the value is an interaction between the two people. And if we're transferring ownership from one person to the other, an interaction between them is far superior to an interaction of one of them with the chafta. Okay? Now, the next sugya we're going to do. All the votes are in and tallied. I was debating whether to continue into the next Gemara. Is like a very interesting like alternative limud to where do we get Kiddushin Kesef from. But I think it makes more sense right now to deal with the sugya that really came up on the Mishnah, but I think is really shaykh now, of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef. When we're talking about Kinyan Kesef, what are we dealing with? Are we dealing with the actual coin? Do you need coinage? Does it need to be, or is it anything of value? And what is the relationship between those two? Okay, are we really looking for coins and coinage and money, a transfer of money, or are we really looking for a transfer of value? A, is that what about in all Kinyani Kesef? And B, in particular in Kiddushin? And are those two going to be the same? Right? Is Shava Kesef Kesef going to be the same in Kiddushin and in other Kinyan? Yeah, to you.
So I like your chiluk between people and things. One thing that I'm not really sure how to fit into that is the idea of hekdesh. Because it's a person and a thing, and it might be piraon, but it seems to be much more like the kesef is affecting some sort of kinyan because you're changing the status of the item.
Yeah, but who you're giving the kesef to the gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, shliach. right? And in that case, it's an interaction between you and Hekdesh and the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Right? You're not taking the object and like, you know, I don't know, there's like Hekdesh on it and you're like scraping it off, right? What you're doing is you're getting the Mikdash to transfer an object from being a Mikdash object to being your object.
Okay. But in the people versus things chiluk, you're saying that would be a person thing because it's the person in the Mikdash?
Person versus things. I'm saying that the pidyon of Hekdesh, well, pidyon Hekdesh is always a problem because, I mean, it has to be an interaction between you and Hekdesh because otherwise you can't just like take the object and be like, oh, okay, not Hekdesh anymore. Right? You just kind of need to get the base of Mikdash to relinquish it and make it not Hekdesh. So it's definitely an interaction. I mean, the Mikdash is pretending to be a person. Obviously, it's not actually a person, but it's a legal person or a legal entity as opposed to an object.
Okay.
It functions like a corporation.
Right. What's that?